Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18, the Bible says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Let's pray. Father, in all seriousness, Lord, this is a topic, Lord, that I think could possibly be a help to some folks here tonight. Lord, I know it's a help to me. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of life, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you just help us tonight. Help us to just draw some application in our lives. Lord, I want to thank you for these teenagers and, Lord, just their boldness and standing up and giving a testimony. And thank you for the decisions that were made, not just by the four that were standing here, Lord, but by, Lord, I believe each and every one, Lord, you spoke to their heart in some way. I pray that you just bless them and help them, God. And I pray that you just be glorified in this service tonight. Lord, I want you to be glorified. I don't want me to stand in the way of that. And I pray that you just help me tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Maybe see it. Tonight I want to talk about this subject, junk food. Junk food. I told you I was going with Lester Roloff, all right? Everybody likes Lester Roloff until he starts preaching against your Pepsi. And then nobody likes him anymore, all right? We're going to talk about junk food tonight. Say, Bro Chad, what is junk food? Well, junk food has a lot of encompassing areas. One thing I did discover on this youth trip is that our teenagers support the junk food industry. I support the junk food industry. I mean, I don't know how much money we spent wherever we went, but I mean, there might have been a salad bought here or there, but there weren't very many salads, okay? Most of it was, you know, big old greasy cheeseburgers and ice cream and, you know, all that good stuff. But I do want to talk to you tonight about some junk food. And in all seriousness, I think we do need a few more Lester Roloffs to preach about food. I read a statistic in this. 70% of American men are overweight. Well, I told you I'm meddling. I'll get it to you later. 60-some percent of ladies are overweight in America. And you look at Americans, it's true, okay? A lot of it is, I mean, our culture has developed where we live in a technological era. The manual labor's not there, you know? I'm guilty. Man, if I got a grapple bucket on my tractor, and if there's a little stick on the ground, I'll spend 5 minutes trying to pick it up with my grapple bucket. Where I really, I just get down and pick it up by my hand, and it's like, no, I'm on a tractor. I ain't getting off this thing. And it's made me, in some ways, it's made me kind of lazy, all right? Some of it is our food. I will tell you, if you start looking into the philosophies of these big companies, and this is just practical stuff, folks. You can get mad at me. You can like it or lump it, but we would be healthier as Americans. We always preach against drinking and smoking and all that stuff. You show me one place in the Bible where smoking's mentioned. I can show you 100 places probably that gluttony's mentioned. So I think God does want us to take care of it. Now everybody's like, oh great, here you go. I think God does want us to take care of our bodies. That we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. I think God does want us to take care of our bodies. And you know, if all we do is put junk into our bodies, that's not taking care of the temple of God. And believe me, I'm not a... I like my junk food, okay? I've been blessed with a very high metabolism, okay? I'm on a seafood diet, all right? Whatever I see, I eat, all right? I can eat ice cream. I can eat a pizza. In fact, the other night, didn't I? What are you guys all laughing for? The other night, they had pizza after church, okay? And usually on these pizza things, this is what happens on a typical youth conference. Yeah, we're going to feed you guys pizza after church. And what usually happens, you go through the line, and they give you one piece of pizza. It's like, really? I've got a whole crew of teenage boys here that can eat a pizza themselves, and you're giving us one piece of pizza. But they did really well. At the end of this, they had stacks of whole pizzas. So I was asking the guys, like, hey, you guys want a piece of pizza? And they're like, well, you know, they're kind of him-hawing around. So I just went up to him and I asked, he's like, can I have a couple of those pizzas? I got some guys that are hungry. And all the teens are just laughing at me. I'm kind of walking back with a couple pizzas. Well, then they didn't want any, so I ended up taking two pizzas back to my motel room. So I'm eating pizza like at, 11 o'clock. I had one left over for the morning for breakfast. Life was good. Had a couple Mountain Dews, all right? It was great. I like my junk food. We all like our junk food. Do you know in, I think it was 2015? Wait, I got it on here. Well, it says each year. You know McDonald's sells 550 million Big Macs a year? That's a Big Mac every 17 seconds. Hey, I contributed. I ate two Big Macs on Friday night or something. Man, we were eating food like crazy, all right? But I have been. I have been blessed with a high metabolism. I have like a 10% last time I went to the doctor. I don't know why he told me this, but he had this calculated. I got like a 10% body fat. I think that's supposed to be good. But as far as ratio, I'm like 10%. I think that's good, all right? But I don't have to, honestly, I don't really have to work. I don't have to work on it, okay? I just don't. I mean, I've been blessed that way, all right? The only reason, Brother John was cracking me up the whole trip. I mean, he kept making jokes and stuff. It was like, dude, man, you're hilarious. But anyway, all right, Twinkies. Twinkies. Everybody likes their Twinkies, all right? That's like an all-American food. Twinkie has 270 calories, all right? So that's one-tenth. If you eat 10 Twinkies, you're well over your limit for your calorie intake that day, all right? So a box of Twinkies, you're done for the day. No more food for you, all right? 9 grams of fat. Now, I don't know. If Mrs. Sagercy was in here, she could tell me all this stuff. She could probably rattle all this stuff off by memory, but she's not in here. She's in the nursery. 360 milligrams of sodium. I guess that's bad for you. I always hear that's bad for you. I don't know. 33 grams of sugar, all right, in a Twinkie. A Ding Dong has 360 calories. It's got twice the fat a Twinkie does in it. 241 milligrams of sodium, 32.4 grams of sugar, all right? This is interesting, though. It's not all to do with the calories and everything. Everybody's like, well, that's just junk food, whatever, blah, blah, blah. There's a professor. His name's Mark Hobb, all right? He lost 20. This is great. So if you're looking for a diet plan, this is it right here, all right? He lost 27 pounds in 10 weeks. Pretty good, all right? You want to eat eight? All he ate was Twinkies, Nutty Bars, and powdered donuts. And drank a protein shake every once in a while. That's what he ate. Dead serious. It's a statistic. Because he did it to prove to his students it's not all about junk food. It's about calorie intake and calorie usage. Okay? And it's true. I mean, didn't tell how many ding-dongs or whatever he ate. Maybe one a day and fasted the rest of the day. I don't know what he did. All right? I do have some good information. This is a blessing. I was looking it up. I found this neat little website. You could punch in whatever food you wanted, and it would come up with, that's where I got the Twinkie and the Ding Dong information. I punched in Mountain Dew. I'm like, great. Mountain Dew. But I was ecstatic. Mountain Dew, Miss King, is 100% fat-free. I was like, glory to God. I don't have to feel bad about it anymore. I just chug these things. But they put stuff in our food, and this is science. This is science. They put stuff in your food. You ever wonder why you can't eat one pizza roll? I can't. I mean, if we get pizza rolls, I want the mega bags, like got 97 or like 150 in them, and I will wipe them dudes out. All right? But they put something in those that makes you want another one. Doritos chips. Oh, yeah. They put something in those.
You're making me hungry.
Sorry. Holy Spirit conviction. But I'm serious. They do. They put stuff in this. And they specifically design it. And I am dead serious. They have had conferences where they get the CEOs of these companies together to try to discuss the obesity in America's children. And they've had literally almost fights about, well, yeah, we want to help the children, but we lose money. So they keep pumping. And I'm not saying it's bad stuff. They just know how to tweak the flavors and tweak the sugar amounts and tweak the fat content and tweak the salt and the sodium amounts that makes you, there's a line. If you have too much of one thing, okay, let's say you get a vanilla Coke, okay? If it was overpoweringly vanilla, people don't want it. But there's a very fine line where they can get it, where you can get people that's all they want. That they get a certain taste for something, okay? Listen, this is kind of weird, okay? I'm not bashing any individual pop here, but John Lennon, everybody know who John Lennon is? Weird, whacked dude, okay? In England, he was doing some whatever they do, his performances, and they were called Imagine performances, which I can only think of what Imagine, a rock star group that's doing an Imagine performance, what they're seeing. He couldn't find this particular beverage in England, so he had cases and cases and cases of it shipped to his theaters, all right? This particular beverage, the Beach Boys, ZZ Top, and Cher had it stipulated in their contracts when they went to play. They had to have this in their dressing rooms. Hillary Clinton, go figure, she's in the same group. Hillary Clinton, when she was first lady, she wanted it in every motel room that she stayed in. And you'll never believe what it was. Dr. Pepper. Now, I don't know what's in Dr. Pepper, but they must have been seeing some weird stuff after drinking a lot of Dr. Pepper. All right. Now, if you drink Dr. Pepper, you know, God bless you. You know, you can come up afterwards. But no, I'm kidding. But we all have something that's our, you know, I like drinking Mountain Dew. My wife will tell you, though, if I drink too much Mountain Dew, I get sick. I don't know what it does to my immune system, but I will almost inevitably, if I drink like 3 or 4 of these, I will almost inevitably get a cold. I don't know what it is, but that's the only thing that we've been able to associate it with is drinking a lot of Dr. Pepper, or not Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew. All right? So I believe that there are stuff. And as a Christian, I think we need to take better care of our bodies. I'll just throw that out there. All right? I think we can serve God better if we are healthier. I think as a Christian that there are just some things that we got to look at and say, whoa, is this God something, like I said, you can talk about people smoking all day long, but what about when it comes to gluttony? Like I said, the whole pizza roll thing. The whole pizzas after church that one night, you know, that was probably kind of gluttonous and probably should have got right. But, you know, there are some things that we just really like. And I think everybody in here would agree that you've got this, if I have that, man, those are great, okay? We've all got those things. You know why we like junk food? Because it appeals to our flesh. It appeals to our flesh. When was the last time? Now, I know there's some nuts out there. But a normal American, when was the last time, they just crave, peas or kale or, mustard greens. Oh, man, I'd rather have that than, a double quarter pounder with cheese. There's not a whole lot of Americans like that, okay? Now, maybe you are, and I'm sorry if I offend you, but there's not very many people like that, okay? Why? Because it doesn't appeal to our flesh. That's not what we really want. You know what these kids want? They don't want to eat the greens that you mother sit on the table. They don't want the salad. They want to fill up on the, when you go to Golden Corral or Ryan's, as a kid, what did I always do? Go fill up on gummy bears. You had a whole buffet, a salad bar, a fruit bar, and I take a napkin up there and fill it with gummy bears. And that I could eat those all day long. All right? Man, those were great. But you know what? were those necessarily good for me? No, it's junk food, all right? But it appealed to my flesh. It appealed to our flesh, okay? So I think you see that. What happens when someone eats only junk food? Well, they get sick. You know, I told you that statistic about that professor that ate a bunch of junk food, all right? But he didn't do that his whole life. And if you looked at what he did, the protein shakes he did, that was his sustenance, was those protein shakes. He basically survived on protein shakes. But he just threw the other stuff in to prove a point to his students, okay? Hey, listen to this. One study, the risk of dying from heart disease increased by 20% for those people who eat fast food once a week. Eat fast food once a week, your chance of heart disease increases by 20%. If you eat four times a week, and this is a statistic, increases by 80% eating fast food. Yeah, it's convenient, but is it healthy? Is it what we ought to do? All right. Now, you know, this isn't really, we're going to draw a spiritual application here, but maybe we ought to first draw a practical nuts and bolts application. Hey, I think as Christians, we need to take care of ourselves. I'm in fairly good health. I usually think I'm in fairly good health. I bent over the other day like this, and my wife pinched my side. She's like, hey, you got a muffin there. Now, I was like, a muffin? I was like, what if I go this? I was like, there ain't no muffin there. She's like, no, it's on the other side now. I was like, what in the world? I was like, bless God, I ain't going to have no muffin. I started doing my crunches. I was like, you know, I don't want to, that ain't me, no way. All right, I'm going to get rid of that stuff. No, it's just when I bent over, I think it was just extra skin is all it was. But, you know, I want to be healthy. You know, I want to live my life where, you know, once my kids get older, I don't want to be, you know, completely unhealthy where I can't go out and play with them. I don't want to, you know, there's a lot of reasons to stay healthy as a Christian. I'll just throw that out there. I ain't in your tater patch, just, I'm in your Twinkie patch, all right? You know, I think it's harder for young people. Young people, we fight this more than other people, than older folks. And I just say that. Because as young people, it's like, man, I eat whatever. We're all like that. We eat whatever we want, and it don't affect us at all. You know, the older you get, it starts affecting you a little more. It really does. And that's just the way God created us. That's the way that our metabolisms are. Some of you have to eat healthier because of health reasons. You know, and honestly, it wouldn't hurt any of us to eat healthier because of health reasons. Okay? You know, God created us with limited capacity features. All right? We are a unique creation of God. God created us with limited capacity. These are paint cups. These are a man's measuring cup. All right? I didn't want to get no sissy ones from the kitchen, so I got some paint cups. All right? They are 32-ounce mixing cups. But what would be the capacity of these mixing cups? 32 ounces. They will not hold more than 32 ounces, will they? It's impossible. It overflows, okay? That is the capacity. And as humans, God created us with limited capacity, okay? We can only hold so much food as a human, okay? There are some people that can hold more than other people, but you can only hold so much food. One of the most amazing things, in fact, I watched it this afternoon just because I wanted to make an illustration about it. There's a guy, his name is, I forget blank. Mark Stoney. They call him Megatoad. Megatoad. Anybody ever seen him?
Yeah.
I'm serious. He is my size. Maybe smaller. Okay? 2015, 10 minutes. He ate 62 hot dogs with the buns in 10 minutes. My size. Now, you know why they call him Megatoad, don't you? I mean, dude. But honestly, he didn't look that bad after he was done eating it. Besides being kind of green in the face and looking like he's about ready to puke, all right? But 62 hot dogs with their bun, same guy, there was a listing beside the thing I was watching. He ate 25 Big Macs in one sitting. 25 Big Macs in one sitting. I couldn't hardly, the other night when I ate two Big Macs, I thought I was going to be sick, all right? But they just taste so good, it's like, oh. But you know what that is? There you go. That's the flesh. It tastes good. My body's full. I shouldn't have eaten that other Big Mac. But you know what I wanted? I wanted more Big Mac. That Big Mac sauce. In fact, when I go order McDoubles, I tell them I don't, because it's kind of a cheating way to get a Big Mac. I just tell them I don't want ketchup and mustard. I just want Big Mac sauce. And basically, it is a Big Mac except for a piece of bread. That's the only difference in it. It's a Big Mac without an extra piece of bread. I was like, I don't want the bread anyway. I want a Big Mac. So, but that's what I do. But you know, God created us with limited capacity features. That Mark Stoney, listen to this, this is crazy. Those 62 hot dogs and 62 buns, 17,360 calories. 1,162 grams of fat. Talk about an overload, all right? That guy, I don't know what he does with it. But you know, that's not the normal person, okay? That's not me and you, okay? Because they had some huge guys. They had some really big guys eating hot dogs, and they only got like 5 or 6. So I don't know why he can eat more, but his guts messed up somehow. We all like junk food. Almost everyone has their weakness when it comes to eating. You know, you got $3 in your wallet, and you could go buy something halfway nutritious. But you know what? You go buy something that tastes good. You go to McDonald's, and you know, you could get a snack wrap, all right? But no, you get a frappe. That's what you get. Why? Because a frappe tastes better than a snack wrap. That's why. All right? So you see where I'm going with this? You eat what your flesh wants. All right? We have a vessel that has the potential to be filled, or we could say controlled, by certain things. But remember, we are limited capacity vessels. Okay? Let me bring this down to practicality. Just like there are scientists that are masters at creating things that appeal to our fleshly taste buds. The devil is a master at creating things that appeals to our fleshly taste buds. He's a master at it. He knows how to tweak it just a little bit for each one of us. You know, the things that are hard for me may not be hard for you guys. Things that are hard for you may not be hard for me. But that's the whole thing with different snacks, different things. You know, you may like one thing, and I'm like, I just don't, that doesn't do it for me. But I may love something, and you're like, I like something else better. You might like a certain kind of pop, and I like a different kind. But there's something in that that my taste buds like that yours may not like. My wife hates Mountain Dew. She can't stand it, but I like it. I love it, all right? So the devil, listen, folks, the devil has certain things that he can get each one of us. And it's junk food. But remember, we're limited. I want you to get that. You're a limited capacity vessel. Just like Tristan was saying about the oil, each one of those vessels, if you would in your mind, think about that lady that was pouring that oil in those vessels. Each vessel is a limited capacity vessel. It can only take so much, and then it overflows. Okay? Everybody got that in your mind? Let's go to the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 5. Should just be a few pages back. You should be in Ephesians. We'll hurry. I know we took a little bit longer with testimonies and everything, but we'll get done quick as possible. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 16. The Bible says, "This I say, then walk in the Spirit, that ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." You know what these are, folks? This whole list that we were just given is a list of junk food. It's junk food. Do we like it? Yes. Our flesh has an appetite. Now, your flesh may have an appetite for some things on here, and your flesh may have an appetite for something that's not on here. But the devil knows how to get something for all of us that we're like, man, I like that. That's good. Is it good for us? No. but it's good. Remember, limited capacity vessels. And we'll get to that in a minute. There are two types of sin that our flesh craves. There are those that we sin against God, and there's those against our fellow man. A lot of these are no-brainers. I mean, you shouldn't commit adultery. You shouldn't commit fornication. But you know, some of those sins can also be done in the mind. Just as easy, you go to the book of Matthew and you look at where grace and law, it's against the law, the Old Testament law, to commit fornication. It's against the Old Testament law to commit adultery. But grace, you know what it holds us to? You look on a woman and lust after her. You know what lust is? Craving, desire, want, an appetite. You look at a woman and lust after her, you've committed adultery already with her in your heart. So this could be some for somebody. I don't know. I'm not going to go through all these. Hey, what about hatred? A dislike for somebody. A hatred. A bitterness. Maybe against somebody. Maybe somebody's done you wrong in the past. Are you holding that? Because to the degree that you fill your vessel with that, lessens the amount that God can fill you. Get that. To the degree that you fill yourself with junk food. You know what we tell our kids? I love the people. I just thank you so much for everyone that gives our kids candy every service. I do appreciate that. But you know what I tell them? You can't eat until after supper. You can't eat ice cream till after supper. You can't eat dessert till after supper. Why? Because my kids are limited capacity vessels. They fill up to here on junk food. They don't have room for the food that's good for them. That's right. Listen to me. Hatred. You know, bitterness, envy. Let me go back to the hatred thing. What is there in our hearts that we've developed a bitterness or a hatred towards others or even towards God? You're just bitter at God. Well, God didn't, that's not fair. God didn't treat me right. Are you keeping that inside? You know, one thing, I thought about preaching. You know, the nursing home's an amazing thing, Brother Nathan. But you go to the nursing home, and what happens? This is a scary thing. I want everybody to think about this. This is a scary thing. Sometimes what we've filled up with your whole life, you fill inside up with something. Mentally, you're able to suppress that so nobody sees it. But what happens when you're sitting in that nursing home and your mind's gone and you're not able to suppress that? You know why there's sometimes hateful people? And there are in the nursing home. Hateful people. They don't want you to do anything for them. They don't want you to look at them. They're hateful. Why? They filled up with something. But their whole life they was able to suppress it and keep it under. Nobody could see it. Or very rarely could anybody see it. But when their mental capacity to suppress that is gone, it comes out in a flood. Something to think about. Something to think about. Envy. We want something that someone else has or has been gifted with. You young people are very talented. But don't envy somebody else that has something else that you want. Don't envy a relationship that somebody else has. Okay? Don't envy. Witchcraft. That's in the list, by the way. Brother Chad, why are you mentioning witchcraft? Are you rebellious some way? Something in you that bucks against authority? That bucks against what God wants you to do? The Bible says it's the same as witchcraft. And if you look at them, they're tied together in so many ways. Witchcraft. Idolatry. Hey, setting up anything, could be a family member, could be a job, could be an item, could be an activity. Anything in place of God is idolatry. We get so consumed that we're filled. Adultery, fornication, I mentioned that. I got this Mountain Dew here. I'm going to go ahead and use this kind of an illustration here. All right. Don't drink it. It's bad for you. But I'll pour this in here, all right? This is a 32-ounce cup. And you're going to ask me why there's only 20 ounces when I get done pouring. Because I had to have a drink earlier. 20 ounces. Now, this isn't really good for you, is it? Not really. Does my flesh like it?
Yes.
Right. So if I got 20 ounces in there and it's a 32-ounce cup, How many ounces do I have left?
12
ounces. So I can fill it with junk, but that only leaves 12 to be filled with good. As a Christian, I'm afraid sometimes we fill our lives too much with junk. And I even told the young people on the bus, and this is kind of is an extended version of that. I told them on the bus that one night, you know, empty yourself so God can put something in you this week. But if we got all that bitterness, hatred, envy, strife, this whole list of things, 1 John chapter number 2, flip over to 1 John 2, and hang with me. I know we're getting someplace with this, but I think it's good. 1 John chapter 2. Bible says in verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Hey, listen, folks. We're going on to the next point. But the devil's a master. He's got your number. He's got my number. Just like fishing. Just like fishing. Does a fisherman go to the take his fishing gear and he relies on one lure only? No. He's got a tackle box. And each lure is for a different fish at a different season, in different temperature of water, in different terrain. And he's got your number that the devil does. He knows what appeals to you. He knows what your flesh wants. So we got to be careful because we'll fill up on it. It's easy. It's easy to do. I told the kids in Master's Club, God's given us eye gates and ear gates. Listen, that is the only way that you can fill up on junk food is through your eye gates and your ear gates. But you know the blessing that God has given to us as Christians is there's only one person that has control of those eye gates and those ear gates, and that is you. You control what you put in your vessel. But it's a gate. You know what a gate means? You open it up. Some of us are putting too much intake. Whether it come through something that you see on TV, something you hear in the news, a friend. You know, some people got friends that are filling them. It's like this. It's like they're this friend and they're just filling them with junk. You know what you got to do? You got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of it. Who has your ear? Who has your eyes? Say, what do you mean by eyes? The stuff you look at. The stuff you follow on the internet. Let me just say this, throw this out there, just because I haven't heard preachers say anything about it, so I thought I would. Hey, what about the boards you follow on Pinterest? All the ladies hate me now. No, seriously. Seriously. Do you know what that is? If you follow, from what I understand about it, if you follow a certain board from somebody, everything that's posted, am I right? Everything that's posted on that particular board comes to you. So you just opened your ear gate or eye gate. I'm just saying be careful. I'm not saying, everybody thinks I'm preaching. I think there's some good things. My wife's got a ton of great ideas. Half of them don't work, but they're great. They're great concepts. Great concepts. Okay? But be careful. Young people, what kind of friend has your ear? Who's the little bird tweeting in your ear? That was pretty good, wasn't it? Who do you like on Facebook? Listen. Who do you like on Facebook? What are they saying to you that whether you subconsciously know it or not, your ear gate's open because it's coming on to your thing. So your ear gate is open or your eye gate is open. And whatever they say, you can't filter. Listen, what's the saying? You can choose your friends, but you can't choose how your friend's going to affect you. That's what it is on Facebook. That's on all these social things. I'm not just picking on that one. You can choose them, but how are they affecting you? What kind of junk are they pouring into you? Think about that. It's a portal. It is a portal that we are opening that we have no business. And I told the kids a story about a castle Your mind is a castle, and whoever you let in will come in, but you have to let them in. It's a choice. Brother Levi's been hitting choice on the bus. We live by choices. We all do. Herein lies the problem. I'm filling up on junk food, and there's no room left for the things of God. You know, one of the bad things about junk food, listen to this, is that it doesn't last. Nutritionally, it does not last for you. I'm not into energy drinks. I don't really see. From everybody, most people tell me they don't even taste good. But people drink energy drinks. Man, they'll drink energy drink after energy drink after energy drink. And man, they're... And then it's like, why? It didn't last. It's junk. It wasn't true protein like they ought to be consuming. Bodybuilders don't drink energy drinks, okay? It's protein. All protein, okay? It gives you a high, but it gives you a bad low too. Pleasures of sin for a season. It's good for a season until I get a cold for 3 weeks. Then it's not so good. Junk food. The devil's a master at it. Hey, do you know what else though? God is a master at giving us things that will sustain and satisfy us. God's a master. Remember, it all comes back to a choice. Because you have control of what comes in. Isaiah chapter 38. I love this verse, and I don't really know where I saw it first at. I thought this was really good, though. Maybe you can apply it somewhere. Isaiah chapter 38, verse number 17. Behold, for peace. Listen to this. You got to think about this verse. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. You know what God's saying here? You know what he's saying? He's like, I was angry. I was bitter because I saw other people that were full. I got some water up here too. I looked at this earlier and it's kind of disturbing. One of these is opened, so I really didn't want to drink it anyway. But you know, water's the best thing for you as far as a liquid. Man's tried to create all the best things, Gatorade and all this junk. But you know what really comes down to? Water's what God has given us to drink, and water's the best thing for us. And you know what? I can do the same thing I did over there. I can fill this up with water. And you know what that's just like? It's like we're getting filled up the same way as I did with junk, but I can be filled up with good. Now listen, what are we? Limited capacity vessels. So if I'm full of good, do you know what that means? This has got 26 ounces in it. That's all the water I had. You know what that means? It means there's only 6 ounces that I can even possibly get in there that's bad. Because I filled up with something that's good. And that's what God wants us to do. We get bitter at God because we're full of junk. We're full of self. We're full of hatred. We're full of rebellion. Listen, because I put it there. We get bitter and angry at those who have the peace of God. Well, they're just full. I can't live the life. Listen, this guy's saying, I can't live the life that this guy's living. You're exactly right. And you know why? It's because you stinking put junk in it. You did. I didn't do it. This guy put good stuff in. Remember, who controls the gates? You do. So a guy that is full, why should this guy be getting mad at this guy? Because this guy's full. Well, you're both pretty close to full. You're just full of different stuff. Because you let different stuff come into your life. You opened your ear gates. You opened your eye gates. God is the master of giving us things that will satisfy. If we let him, God will also fill us. We must be filled through the same gates, and we have control over what we allow to come in. If you were back in Galatians, probably not. Flip back over to Galatians chapter 5, verse number 22. What should I be filled with, Brother Chad? Well, that's a good thing. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Flip over to Ephesians. Galatians, Ephesians. chapter 3. Remember, the very first verse I read, remember what it was? And be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Do you know what the wine and the Spirit represent there? Both are controlling substances. Wine controls you, and the Spirit controls you. Be not filled with wine, wherein is it excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Because whatever's inside of us is what controls us. That's what the analogy is there. God doesn't want us to be drunk with wine because He wants us to be filled with the Spirit. Okay? Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. You know what God does? He wants you to be filled, and He wants to satisfy you. Only Jesus can satisfy my soul. Only He. That's what God wants to do for us. But we, remember, eye gates, ear gates. I have to let Him. Philippians chapter 1, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Why should I be filled with the Spirit? For the glory and praise of God. Ultimately, that's why. What about the filling of the Spirit in the upper room in Acts chapter 2? Go over to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. Verse number 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Mortify, you know what that means? Kill. Kill. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. All right? It's simple. God says, get rid of this junk and fill up with this junk. You are a limited capacity vessel. You know how a preacher always told me as a young man, or all of us young men, you know how you get rid of bad thoughts in your mind? You place them. I guarantee you, if I told everybody in here to put a pink elephant in your head, just think about a pink elephant. Keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about it. You know the only way to get rid of a pink elephant out of your head? Think about a purple giraffe. God created us limited capacity vessels. You know how to get rid of thinking bad thoughts or thinking negative thoughts about people? Think positive thoughts about people. It's a replacement thing. It's not just taking this over to the drain and pouring it out. That's not what it's about. Okay? Yeah, you want to get rid of this, but you have to replace it. Because otherwise, you're an empty vessel. Remember the story of the man that he swept his house out? He had the demons, and he swept his house out, and he left. But he didn't put anything back in it, did he? And he come back, and there was seven times as much in there. You're a limited capacity vessel, and if you're not careful, our flesh wants this. I'll drink this over this any day of the week, except when I'm really, really hot. And then I actually do crave this. But most of the time, I'd rather my flesh wants the Mountain Dew. But my body needs the water. Where are you at? Where am I at? We'll be done here. You know, nobody forces me to eat at McDonald's. Nobody forces me. This brings my third point. The choice is yours and mine. Nobody forces me to eat at McDonald's. Nobody forces me to drink Mountain Dew. I choose to do it. When we're younger, we don't have much choice in what we eat, do we? We eat what's put on our plate. But when you get older, you can choose what you want to eat. When I was younger, I was forced, listen, this is a good parenting thing, I think. Sounds like a good parenting thing. But when I was younger, I was forced to eat my broccoli. I was forced to. I didn't want broccoli, I wanted gummy bears. I did. But I was forced to eat my broccoli. But you know what? Broccoli's my favorite vegetable now. And you know what happened? Because I was forced to eat my broccoli, I developed a taste for broccoli. You say, Brother Chad, should we force our kids to go to church? Absolutely. You have a question about that? There is no doubt in my mind I should force my kids to go to church. I should force my kids to go on visitation. I should force my kids to serve God. But Brother Chad, don't they have a choice? Not while they're in my house. But I'm hoping and I pray to God that if I force them to eat their broccoli now, I pray to God if I force them to eat their broccoli now, when they get older, they'll have a taste for it. I pray to God if I force my kids to go to church now, whether they want to or not, if I force my kids to go on visitation, whether they want to or not, I hope that they develop a taste for it. And they want to serve God. They want to do what God wants them to do. We don't always want what's good for us. So sometimes we just have to force ourselves to drink it. Sometimes you got to force yourself to eat it. Sometimes you got to, Christians, sometimes we got to force ourselves to do what's right, even though our flesh doesn't want to. But by God's grace, we'll develop a taste for it. Like I said, I love broccoli. I'd rather eat broccoli as a vegetable almost than anything else. But I've developed a taste for it. But when you get older, the choice is yours. Train up a child in the way he should go. You know how you train a horse? Sometimes you slap him around a bit. Sometimes you train him by repetition. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Because you're developing a taste in that child. As a parent, I don't want my kids to develop an appetite for junk food. I don't want them to develop an appetite for the things of the world. I don't want to feed my kids junk out of the world because I'm afraid they're going to develop an appetite for it. And then when they have the choice, that's all they want. Application, we're done. Let me ask you this. What has your intake been up to this point, up to tonight? What's your intake been? Who have you allowed to go through your ear gates? Who have you allowed to go through your eye gates? Is this what you're filled with? Junk? Because we're limited capacity vessels. The more junk you got, the less Holy Spirit you've got. Maybe you should mortify. That means kill. Crucify those things that are junk. Make a decision. Get rid of it. Who has your ear? Maybe there's some friendships that you should cut off. Maybe some ear gates and eye gates that you should close and bar and not allow any more admittance. Maybe some devices you should turn off. Hey, fill up with the things of God. Like I said, only Jesus can satisfy you. Maybe there's some things that we need to get right with God. Maybe there's some things that somebody ought to get right with somebody else. Because you can't be full of yourself, full of bitterness towards somebody else, because that's junk. You can't be full of that and full of this too. Now I want to help you. I want to help you with this one last thought. How do I get rid of this? Remember I said, don't go dump it in the drain. I mean, you need to. Don't get me wrong. You got to get rid of it. You know how when I paint, and this is something to think about. Before you go fill up with junk, this is something to think about. When I paint, I get a roller full of paint. You got to fill the roller, right, to get a good coat of paint. Okay? Let's say I take a gallon of paint and I paint in here. I use a whole gallon of paint. Remember, limited capacity vessels. Does it take, if I use a gallon of paint to paint, how much water will it take to wash all the paint out of my roller? I guarantee it's a lot more than a gallon. You know what you got to do? You got to stick that hose right on that roller, and it comes out white or gray. This is gray. It comes out gray, and you rub it up and down and gray and gray. Gallons and gallons and gallons of water. Gray, gray, gray. Then it starts getting a little bit wider, a little bit wider. Before long, you know how I know when my roller's clean? When the water I'm putting into that roller is the same color as the water coming out of that roller. You know how you get your vessel clean? I don't have a big thing here. But you fill up with good. You say, Brother Chad, I got my mind full of junk. I got my heart full of junk. How do I get rid of it? How do I just go throw it away? Remember the man with the house? He swept it out. He tried to just throw it all away. I'm trying to help you tonight. I really am. Fill up on the good. You know, I pour this in here. Still pretty yellow looking, isn't it? So it's not just I take 32 ounces and pour in this 32 ounces and I get all water out of it, is it? You got to flush it with good. I don't know how much water it would take if I set that under a sink. You know what you do, ladies? You turn the faucet on and you let that water flush it, flush it, flush it until it's all gone. You know what you got to do? Brother Chad, I got junk in my life. Flush it. Flush it. We have a wonderful ministry. It's called the Tape Ministry. It's a new revolutionary thought, concept, idea. You can get archived sermons. And you know what I would do? Flush it. You got to shut. If I'm pouring Mountain Dew and water in here at the same time, it's not going to do me any good. You got to shut this gate. Shut the gate and then flush it. Get rid of it. That's the only way to clean it up. I'm not just saying go chuck it out because you're an empty vessel. And if you're not careful, that stuff comes right back in. You got to get so full of this that it overflows. Remember I said you're a limited capacity vessel? Hey, well, I'm just going to intake 32 ounces of Bible. That's all I need and I'll be full. Not if you got junk in there. It's going to take a lot more than that. Put it in, put it in, put it in. Listen to preaching. Listen to good music. You have a problem with bad music? That's exactly what I'm talking about. You're filled with bad music, and the only way to get rid of it is to flush it. A, you got to shut the gate. Remember what I said. Don't keep pouring Mountain Dew into it. Shut the gate, and then flush it. Get rid of it. Folks, if the devil can get us filled with junk, it's like the Guinness World Book of Records, the biggest person, they have to take a crane to get him out of the house. You do nothing for God. I do nothing for God. You know what I want God to let me, I want to get rid of all the junk, but I just want to fill completely, because only Jesus can satisfy completely. Something to think about. Let's pray. Father, Lord, help us tonight. Lord, we did have some fun earlier, but God, this is a very serious thing. God, I pray that you would help us as Christians to help me as a Christian. God, I want to be filled with your Spirit. But Lord, I find so often in my life anyway that I've allowed my eye gates and my ear gates to be open where I've let things come in that have filled me up with junk. And I can't let the Holy Spirit work in me because I'm filled with junk. God, I want to be a clean vessel, as Brother Tristan even said earlier, a clean vessel that you can fill with your Holy Spirit oil. And God, I pray that you would help us all look at our lives, just take a thought about this, and Holy Spirit, I pray that you just work on and show us where we've got things that we just need to flush and get rid of our lives. Lord, I thank you for helping us tonight. I pray that you are glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's